Greetings! We bring you greetings to our listening audience, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. We are the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. And the scripture says, and his name was called the Word of God. Our pastor is coming to you today with what thus saith the Lord. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists, to our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're glad for this door of utterance. We are God's church. Wherever you may be, if you don't know to be keeping God's commandments, and if you are keeping God's commandments, you know that you are the people that have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. We're also the children of the prophets. Choir, let's sing that song.
Scriptures you might have read, at the feet of the prophets,
Lord, I call them saints,
and how some did all that the Lord said do,
through the law of truth,
be he led by one who was made of the truth. But as it was, it's so now.
Yeah.
the choir. Do you know who you are? We are the children of the prophets. That means we are the children of Noah and all those that were God's seers. We're grateful for this door of utterance. Glad to be with you here today. This is the Sabbath day. This is the Sabbath of rest. This is the day that the Lord made for rest. He made it for man to rest on this day. Sister Tatum, have a poem for us. Elder Miles will accompany her. Before she gets started, she's going to let me say a few words. Thank God for our Sister Tatum. Give Elder Miles a chance to get to the piano. Thank God for her. She's been in the way for some time. Many trials and tests. There comes great tribulation. But in tribulation possess ye your souls through tribulation. You go through much tribulation to come out of the old man. And it's called being quickened, which is also being born again.
Yes.
That's what we're going to touch on today, being quickened in God. What it means, Sister Tatum?
Being thankful for salvation this day. Oh Lord, I thank you for this day that you bless me to see. It's one that holds great beauty since you came and made me free. No matter what the season be, no matter what the weather, my soul rejoices in peace and joy, in sunshine, rain of whatever. It's not always such a pleasure to remember from whence you came, but I'll never forget I was once in sin, and now I'm born again. This is why, oh Lord, I'm thankful, so grateful for this day. In it are blessings, small or great, and I love it, come what may. You made my life a sheer joy. It's such a sheer delight to enjoy a day and what it brings when the soul inside is right. I can never thank you enough this day for bringing me out of sin. And with your mighty, mighty power, I'll never go back in.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank God for our Sister Tatum and our Elder Miles. We're glad to be with you today. In Deuteronomy 4 and 6, it says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. We are hoping that everyone that tunes in to these broadcasts will gain knowledge about the Lord. And hopefully this knowledge will move you to yield yourselves to the Lord. Sister Debbie, you have some announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God for our Deacon Debbie. We hope that you will call us and contact us, write us. Let us know what you think about God's word. There's so many, 99% of the people do not understand that God's word is the Ten Commandments. And you cannot offend in one point and not be guilty of them all. Because this is what sin is transgressing God. Sin is the transgression of God's word, which is God's law. That is our foundation. That is our doctrine. Right. Ephesians 2 and 1 evangelist says what? Because we're talking about being quickened. That means born again. The world may call it zap, but it don't call you that. It don't say zapped here. It says quickened. That means God's Spirit have touched you in a way that you are ready to change your life and follow God and not the world. Not the old mindset you had before you come to knowledge. Mm-hmm.
And you have he quickened.
What?
Who were dead in trespasses and sins.
So, listen to what God's word is saying, the scripture is saying. Mm-hmm. If you are in trespasses and sins, you are dead.
Yes.
But when God quickens you, that means you're coming out of trespasses and sins. Mm-hmm. You were dead. Mm-hmm. Now you're alive because you have a new mind. To live for God. And you cannot have this new mind to live for God if you're in trespasses and sins, except you realize you must come out of trespasses and sins. You cannot live for God thinking he forgave you for trespasses and sins. And because you heard that Jesus Christ died for your sins and you could yet continue in sin, you haven't really known the Lord and you haven't been quickened. Mm-hmm. Read it again.
Mm-hmm. And you have he quickened.
He's talking about those that have been quickened to the knowledge of God. Mm-hmm. And have committed to God.
Yes.
You have he quickened.
What? Who were dead.
Who were, not is, but who were dead.
In trespasses. And sins.
Let's hold that thought. 1 John 3. Mm-hmm. 1 John 3 and 4. Mm-hmm. I remember Paul said, but God be thanked we were sinners. Not that we are. All men have sinned. But when you've been quickened, you were a sinner. God be thanked you were. But now are the people of God.
Yes.
We were dead in past trespasses and sins. 1 John 3 and 4 says what?
Whosoever committed sin.
Now let's get the understanding of what trespasses and sins, what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Whosoever committed sin, what?
Transgresseth also the law.
So when we were dead in trespasses and sins, we were transgressing God's law. Mm-hmm. Which is his word, which the preacher should be preaching. Let's not disobey God's word. Let's obey it. Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law. What?
For sin is.
Now this is the definition of those that are dead. Mm-hmm. That are in this. Sin is the what?
Sin is the transgression of the law.
So if you haven't been quickened, you're yet transgressing God's word, his law, because that's what sin is. It's the transgression of God's law. It's just that simple. So if the preachers are telling you the law was done away with, how could you be in sin? If you're in sin, it's because you're transgressing God's law, because that's what the scripture is telling you. Mm-hmm. Read.
And ye know.
Now you know.
That he was manifested.
Now this is why Jesus came. He was manifested what?
To take away our sins.
He was manifested to take away our sins. Now he's taken away the past sins if we confess we were sinners. Mm-hmm. And he's going to take away any future sin because he said he that believeth in me shall never die.
Yes.
And the wages of sin is death. So if you believe in the Lord, you begin to follow his word and obey, you will not sin. You know, mm-hmm, that he was manifested to take away our sins. And what?
And in him is
now
no sin.
You are abiding in the Lord. And so many say, Jesus is on the inside. Jesus is in my life. Jesus is in my heart. I'm in the Lord. I'm in the light. I'm in love. Love is in me. In him is no sin.
Mm-hmm.
What? Now read the Sixth verse, what does it say?
Whosoever abideth in him.
Now, listen to what the scripture is saying. It's not talking about a Jew. It's not talking about a Chinaman. It's not talking about an Asian. It's not talking about an African. Whosoever abideth in him, what?
Sinneth not.
So, now, wait a minute. So, if you are sinning, you have not been quickened. You are yet dead in trespasses and sins. Mm-hmm. But if you abide in him, whosoever abideth in him, what?
Sinneth not.
Now, so if you're sinning, you are a liar to say that you're abiding in him, or either the scripture is a lie. Which one do you want to believe? I believe the scripture.
Yes.
He came according to what's written in the scripture.
Yes.
And all scripture was given by inspiration of God.
Yes.
And God is not a man that he should lie. No. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. What?
Whosoever sinneth.
Now listen to what the scripture's saying now. You that say you've been born again of God's spirit. In other words, you've been quickened to life. And you were dead in trespasses and sins. Mm-hmm. Whosoever sinneth, what?
Sinneth hath not seen him.
That means you're lying. You don't even know the Lord. You haven't, not only don't you know, you haven't even seen him. Mm-hmm. So these preachers have not presented you with a true vision of who Jesus is. Whosoever sinneth, what?
Mm-hmm. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him.
Haven't seen him, what?
Neither known
him. Neither have you known him. Now the scripture says, hereby do we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. Whosoever keepeth not his commandments, that's God's law, is a liar. When they say they know him and keepeth not his commandments. I believe the scripture. If you don't believe that, why believe that he was born of a virgin? Why believe that his name shall be called Jesus? Why believe that Noah survived the flood? Why believe Daniel was in the lion's den and came out alive? Why believe the Hebrew boys survived the fire? Why believe the scripture, period? If you believe a man did this and did that, shut up the Bible, burn it up, and go on about your business, create your own doctrine. Because that's what these preachers have done anyway. Because they're not living and bringing you knowledge according to what's written. Whosoever abideth in him, say it again.
Whosoever abideth in him,
what?
Sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him.
You haven't seen him?
Neither known him.
Now this is not to your hurt. This is to your advantage to know what you should know. Eighth verse says what?
He that committed sin.
Now listen to what the scripture's saying. Because now God have quickened his true people who were dead in trespasses and sins. He's quickened them to obey his word. He that committed sin is what?
Is of the devil.
So if you are saying, well, we're just sinners in Zion, you're not a sinner in Zion. You are a sinner yet in the devil.
All right.
Because who? He that committed sin is of the devil. What?
For the devil sinneth from the beginning.
What?
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested.
So this is the purpose why God sends his sons into the world after they've been born again to destroy this devil and his works first in us. And if we can help somebody by being a light, or if God send you to bring knowledge, we can destroy that devil. And that's what this attempt today is to do. Destroy the works of the devil. This purpose the Son of God was manifested. What?
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
Now here's how you destroy some of his works. Because we know that so many say they've been born again. But they've been born of corruptible seed. Mm-hmm. Not a pure word of God. Whosoever, ninth verse, says what?
Whosoever is born of God,
what?
Doth not commit sin.
So if you are yet committing sin, you haven't been born again, and you haven't been quickened. It may be hard to swallow, but that means you really don't know the Lord, because they're not bringing you the knowledge of God's word.
For his seed remaineth in him.
What?
And he cannot sin.
Now this is one that's truly been formed and born in God's word, born of God, that seed remaineth in him.
And he cannot sin.
He cannot sin, why?
Because he is born of God.
I believe the scripture. 5th chapter, 1 John 5 and 18. Let's see what it's saying here. I believe the word. You should believe the word. Believe the scripture above what people are saying. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
5 and 18, what?
For we know.
It don't say anything about 4.
5 and 18.
5 and 18, 1 John, what does it say?
1 John 5
we know.
18. We know.
All right, what?
That whosoever is born of God.
Whosoever is born, here's John, one that walked with the Lord. We know whosoever is born of God, what?
Sinneth not.
What?
But he that is begotten of God.
But he that has been begotten, that means been quickened.
Yes.
What?
Keepeth himself.
And what?
And that wicked one toucheth him not.
Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15 and 34.
All right.
Now let's stay with the scripture and get all these game shows off the air. God's church is coming through with knowledge.
All right.
And it's true. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If you're not bringing the true word of God, all of your examples mean nothing. Because the bottom line is, have you been quickened? Have you been born again of God's word? Because we all must come to the knowledge of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 15 and 34 says what?
And 34. Awake to righteousness.
Now, in other words, get quickened. Wake up. You're sleeping. These preachers are preaching to people that are dead in trespasses and sins. They're dead in trespasses and sins. They're sleeping. God is saying, awake to righteousness. What?
And sin not.
There it is again. Don't sin. Now, how can you not sin if the preachers are telling you, can't nobody help but sin? You're lying to the people.
Yes.
Every preacher that is saying you can help not help but sin is lying, and that's not what Jesus said.
No.
He that is born of God does not commit sin. That means you haven't been born again.
Right.
You have been quickened.
All right.
Read. For some have not the knowledge of God.
Some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your
shame. I speak shame that you don't know the Lord, but you're claiming his name. Ephesians 4 and 11. This is why God sent his son. This is why God anointed some to bring the people knowledge of God's word and of his son. Because God's word and God's son are one. Isn't that beautiful? Ephesians 4 and 11. What does it say?
And he gave some apostles.
Now, God gave some apostles. What?
And some prophets.
He gave some prophets. Not all the prophets and apostles or the anointed evangelists and all these. They were not all sent by God.
I
say, if you haven't heard that you must and you don't have to sin, you cannot sin if you're born of God, that ain't the one God sent.
That's right.
It don't mean that they may not come to knowledge, but at this point, that's not the message. They don't have it. But he gave some apostles, some prophets. What?
And some evangelists.
What?
And some pastors and teachers.
Why?
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying.
That's the work of the ministry, to perfect a people, to quicken a people.
Yes.
To edify is to quicken.
Yes.
What?
Edifying of the body of Christ.
What?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
It's the faith of Christ. Now, God, Christ's faith. It's keeping his commandments. He said, my father gave me a commandment. What I should say, what I should speak, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. We've all got to come into that unity to realize we must obey God's commandments. And it's not about knowing that Jesus died for our sins. I knew that before I stepped in church. I knew that. We don't have to say, oh, you haven't heard of Christ. Everybody heard of Christ. But do you know who he is and what he represents? And how it is, you must be to know him.
Yes.
What?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
And what?
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
Unto what?
Unto a perfect
man. Are these preachers preaching perfection? Like the Lord did. He said, be ye therefore perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect. Are they preaching holiness? Or are they talking about baptism? Baptistism. Presbyterianism and Methodism and all of these so-called doctrines, but not preaching holiness. What?
unto the measure of the stature
what?
Of the fullness of Christ.
We want to come into the stature of the fullness of Christ because mm-hmm. Christ was perfect.
Yes.
Ephesians 2:1. Let's go there. Let's read that again.
Yes.
This is what we're talking about today. Being quickened in God. That means being born again. Mm-hmm. That means coming into knowledge about who Christ is. Not that he died. We know he died. We heard about it. And some believe it, some don't. But just because you believe he died for your sins, it's not quickening. Mm-hmm. You just believe and heard of the story.
Right.
But to believe in him, to believe what he was in him and what he stood for is another story. Yes. To believe that, you must put it in action. Mm-hmm. Read it again, 2:1.
And you, have he quickened?
Now he's talking about the church. Those that have the knowledge. And they had the knowledge through Paul, Peter, James, and John, and those that God sent. Philip, and all of those. You have been quickened. What?
Who were dead in trespasses and sins.
So you were dead. That means you're alive right now if you are and have been quickened and born of God's Spirit. Romans 6:17. Isn't that beautiful? I hope you all that hear my voice enjoy what the scripture is saying and not some story somebody give you one scripture and go off the track and start talking about something that has nothing to do with what the scripture is talking about. Adding in your own words. But if I add in a word, it's only going to be the meaning of what you're listening or what the scripture is saying. Isn't that beautiful? Romans 6:17.
But God be thanked.
God be thanked.
That we were the servants of
sin. It said, God be thanked that ye
were.
Isn't that beautiful?
The servants of sin.
That ye were the servant. Talking to the church. That ye were the servants of sin because they've come out of the world.
Yes.
They've come out of doing things the way they were brought up doing it if it's not like God.
Yes.
Ye were the servants of sin. What?
But ye have obeyed from the heart.
From the heart, what?
That form of doctrine.
That form of doctrine.
Which was delivered you.
Which was, who else was delivered us? God delivered his word to Moses on Mount Sinai.
Yes.
Two tables of stone.
Yes.
Written with the finger of God. And when he brought it down, the people weren't fit to receive it.
No, they weren't.
He broke it because he was vexed about their behavior.
Yes.
But God yet gave them commandments back to Moses, said, you carve it out this time and give it to the people. And it's been handed down ever since. And it's yet God's word that was given in the beginning, but it's an extension and the completion of God's word. And there's never an ending to it because there's always depth and knowledge of God's word.
Yes.
What? Being then.
Being then made free from sin.
Now, here is the catch that so many don't understand. When God quickens you, he changes your mind to want to live for God. Now there is a work to be done. You've got to be formed.
Yes.
You've got to be made.
Mm-hmm.
You're made free by being made not to sin anymore.
Yes.
Being made to obey God's word. The Spirit of God makes you.
Yes.
Yield to God.
Yes.
Being then made free from sin, what?
Ye became the servants of righteousness.
You cannot be made free from sin if you are, and you can't be made in sin. You've been redeemed from sin. Now God is reforming you, reshaping your mind, transforming your mind from one state to the next.
Yes.
A state of mind to obey God now.
Yes.
Not the traditions of the fathers, not our old ways that are offensive to God. Being then made free from sin, what?
Ye became the servants of righteousness.
Well, they say, well, Jesus is my right. He is our righteousness. Isaiah 51:7.
Right.
But they don't know he's more than your righteousness. More is just the name Jesus.
Yes,
because righteousness is a process.
Yes.
Just like to know the Lord is a process. It's not just knowing that he died for you.
Right.
It's not just believing he died for you. To believe in him is to obey him. 51:7, Isaiah, read it, somebody.
Hearken unto me.
What?
Ye that know righteousness.
Now, ye that know righteousness, because remember, the Lord came here to bear witness to the truth.
Yes.
And the scripture says, thy word is truth, and righteousness is truth.
Yes.
Hearken unto me, all ye that know righteousness. What?
The people
what?
In whose heart is my law.
That haven't changed, because when you know God's law and obey it, you are in righteousness. It said it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments.